You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. We're going to take you up to Marketplace at 3 o'clock this afternoon as we bring you a delayed program today because of special NPR coverage of two major events, the hearings, the impeachment hearings for the House Intelligence Committee, and the news conference President Trump and Turkish President Erdogan from the White House. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get things cleared up on the phone line of Professor Banks, so we'll have to get him on perhaps Friday after our next day of coverage of the open sessions. Some significant news here in Southern California, where SoCal Edison has agreed to reimburse state agencies, fire, and police a total of $360 million for costs incurred as a result of the Woolsey and Thomas fires. Joining us a little bit later in the hour will be KPCC correspondent Sharon McNary, who will be talking with us about that. But joining me right now is the owner of Einhorn Insurance in San Diego, our guest Eric Einhorn. He specializes in policies for those that live in fire-prone areas. We've been getting word that homeowners in those communities, in the wake of these rash of wildfires, have been canceled and then had to pay much more if they could get policies or even turn to the mandatory California FAIR plan if a typical insurer would not cover them. Mr. Einhorn, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
No, no problem. I appreciate you having me.
So how many clients have you been hearing from that they've been canceled or having a hard time getting policies?
Let me get my calculator out. it's a very, very challenging time in the insurance world. And it started at the beginning of the year, after the fires in the fourth quarter of last year. The insurance companies have really tightened their underwriting guidelines, which has resulted in many, many companies trying to reduce their risk and their exposure. So I receive probably 2 to 3 non-renewals a week, and it's rampant all over California. And it's not specifically one company. It's a variety of insurance companies that are just realizing that they've got way too much exposure on the books.
So how are they deciding this? If you've got a customer who's never filed a claim, their home hasn't suffered any fire or smoke damage, but they've been canceled, is that something that you can assume is happening to everybody covered by that same company within that same area?
I couldn't answer that because I don't have the insides of the insurance company's books. But the way I view it and what I've seen is that insurance companies are looking at how their risk is spread out over different areas. And if they've got a lot of homes insured in a specific area that is risky for fire damage, they will remove some of those. They may keep some, but a catastrophe could cause huge losses to an insurance company.
So it's not across the board in a given neighborhood. That's interesting. So they might just say, well, we need to have fewer homes in this area to balance the portfolio of customers we've got. Wow.
Yeah, and it's really carrier specific. So some companies are removing all homes anywhere near any type of fire hazard. If you back up to a canyon, if you live across the street from somebody who has a canyon backed up to them, you may get canceled. Others are being a little bit more picky and a little more strategic and keeping some homes on the books, and they're sending out non-renewal notices to others.
Where did they turn then? Are there typically other companies that are willing to insure, but maybe for much more money? Or are folks having to turn to what's the backup, the pool of the California FAIR plan?
Yeah, so that is the biggest challenge right now is, each individual insurance company has got their own underwriting guidelines that they follow. And there are quite a few different characteristics of each area that they look at when determining which homes they're going to insure or not. So if you're getting non-renewed by one, there's a very good chance you're going to get declined by the majority of other home insurance companies out there. So you have two different types of insurance companies. You have admitted and non-admitted. And admitted companies are the ones you always want to be insured with if you have the opportunity. They're fully regulated by the Department of Insurance in California. They're backed by the California Guarantee Fund. And the reason that that's important is because if a home insurance company gets hammered with catastrophic claims and they're unable to pay the claims, the California Guarantee Fund is basically a pool of money that's there to bail out the claimants if the insurance company goes insolvent. So you'll always go to the admitted companies first. And if they will write the policy, great. If they decline, you're allowed to go to the non-admitted market, which is typically more expensive coverage. They're not regulated by the Department of Insurance in California. They're not backed by the California Guarantee Fund. And it's re-underwritten every single year. And they're more expensive. So if nowadays, this is the first year that I've seen many, many non-admitted companies canceling and not offering policies. So when all of those resorts are exhausted, you always have the option to go to the California Fair Plan. And the Fair Plan, like you said, is a pool made up of all the other admitted insurance companies, and they are your last resort policy. So they will write your home if you have trees right outside your house in the middle of a forest. They will not offer you terms just because of your location. Now, there are limitations with that policy. So if you have a larger home that needs, the limitation with them is they only cover up to $1.5 million of total coverage. When you add up all of the coverages on the policy, it fits more than $1.5 million, they will max out at $1.5. So it's the first time in my career where I've seen some high-value homes in California have been totally uninsurable this year.
And that's just the property, right? So we're not talking about relocation. If someone's home's burned down, they're going to have to live somewhere else for a year or more while their home is demoed and rebuilt. So that cap, I assume, is every sort of expense.
Yeah, so it's an a la carte policy. So you pick and choose what exact coverage limit you want for each coverage category. So the dwelling coverage is the amount of coverage to rebuild the main structure, the main house. Then you can specifically pick a coverage limit for your personal property coverage, which are your contents, things that you would put in a moving van if you move from the home. Then there's loss of use, which is what you are talking about, which can help pay for food and lodging expenses if you're displaced from the home because of a covered claim, and debris removal, like you said, clearing the lot in order for a new home to be built. And, you know, when one big fire happens in a concentrated area, labor costs go through the roof, and plans and permits through the cities take a lot longer than they would if you just had an internal house fire when only one house was damaged. So it can spread out to 2-3 years for architectural plans and permits and construction to getting your certificate of occupancy to get back on your property.
And so in total, all those different a la carte can only, there's a max of $1.5 million in totality. Is it? All right.
Yeah, there is. I think the California Fair Plan and Department of Insurance has probably been receiving quite a few phone calls about that fact and the limitation of coverage there. So I've heard rumblings that there's going to be an extension of coverage in 2020. So I can't confirm that, but we're hoping that that happens. And if they expand that, then that allows a lot more people to get more comprehensive coverage for their property.
And is there any secondary insurance to back up California Fair Plan, or no company want to take that on?
Not specifically to back up that. You know, non-admitted companies used to be the great option when the admitted companies would decline coverage because, again, admitted is more conservative. The non-admitted companies take the riskier exposures. But even they are really tightening up on which properties that they will insure. And again, there are so many factors that each company looks at when deciding whether they're going to offer a policy to a specific person. They look at the public protection class. It's usually ranked between 1 and 10. There's a measurement there. The higher the number, the harder it is to find insurance. There's a Shia score, which is the areas that border homes and high fire line scores. There's a fire line score that's a rating between 1 and 30. Again, the higher it is, the more difficult it is, the more susceptible to having a fire damage their property. So they look at the slope, the terrain, the wind patterns in the area, proximity to a fire hydrant, to a fire station, what type of materials the home is constructed with. Are they fire-resistant materials? How accessible is the property? So if your home is at the end of a cul-de-sac, there's only one way in and one way out. That's challenging for an insurance company, and they have to take a look at that before they decide to sign on the line and say, okay, I will insure your home.
We're talking with Eric Ahorn of Ahorn Insurance in San Diego. He has clients all over California, including the Hollywood Hills, Santa Monica Mountains, up in the Bay Area as well, in high fire areas. Are there particular areas that you're seeing more cancellations, I mean, particular areas prone to fires, or is this happening statewide in those areas?
You know, it is statewide. I mean, just based on the volume of inquiries that we receive and our experience, it's, you know, obviously Malibu, Hollywood Hills, Mulholland area, Pacific Palisades, Bell Canyon, Coto de Caza, Castaic, Oakland, Los Gatos, Napa, in San Diego, Rancho Santa Fe, La Jolla, Encinitas. I mean, even, you know, obviously the more rural the property, I'm not naming those because those are a little more obvious. But even in areas that you wouldn't think, you know, that just back up to a canyon, but otherwise are in, you know, more of a city type environment, it's becoming problematic. So nobody's really safe unless you're smack dab in the middle of the grid. And, you know, even if you're there, your premiums may go up because the insurance companies have taken such huge losses. So, you know, insurance companies, it's a business. So they're looking at how much money is coming in premiums and how much they're paying out in claims. And if those numbers are skewed, that's going to change the way that they do business.
Eric, I wanted to ask you about those renting whose unit or house they're renting is destroyed in a wildfire. If they have separate renter's insurance, does that cover their contents, which are destroyed, the renter's contents, or is that covered by either the owner's insurance on the home that's being rented or the apartment owner's insurance? Which covers that?
All right, that's a good question. So the landlord's property insurance policy does not provide any coverage for the tenant's personal property. So I recommend all renters get a renter's insurance policy, and they're usually fairly inexpensive, and that will cover, it will cover three main things. It will cover your personal property coverage, which again is all of your stuff, all of your possessions, whether it's furniture, clothes, electronics, bike, kitchen, bath supplies. It will also cover loss of use coverage. So again, if the home gets damaged in a fire and you can't live there, it will provide some compensation for living expenses, for food and lodging expenses, and it also provides personal liability coverage. So again, it's really inexpensive policies that the landlord's policy is just not going to help you. The landlord's policy is specifically for the landlord to cover the building itself.
And if you're getting renter's insurance for a property that's in a fire area, do you typically pay more?
I haven't seen that so much. It's more a question of eligibility. So they'll look at the address and they'll say, nope, I'm not interested in insuring in that area. You'll have to find renter's insurance somewhere else. I'm not necessarily seeing higher premiums on renter's insurance policies in certain areas. Again, eligibility.
Eric, for those who are struggling with this, are there ways they can on their own find policies that might insure them without, I mean, I know I'm speaking against your financial interests, but shy of going to an agent like yourself?
Not to my knowledge. And I wouldn't recommend it. Even if there was, I wouldn't recommend it. I'd recommend going with an expert, somebody that's involved with this and knows what it entails and what the underwriters are looking for.
Because of how specialized it is.
Yeah, very much so. And there's so many factors that come into play with each policy. And, you know, each home has its own set of characteristics that have to be looked at individually. So I don't know of any places where you can go directly as a consumer and get fire insurance. And I've had a few prospects call me and say, well, I got a quote online for this. And I am always very leery of of pricing and approvals that you get on an online application for something that is very specific like this.
Okay, so very different than car insurance. Eric, thank you for being with us and sharing your expertise. We appreciate it very much.
No problem. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Eric Ahnhorn, Ahnhorn Insurance, San Diego. He's owner and agent, and he specializes in working in a lot of high fire hazard areas where he has his clientele. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we'll talk about the new operation of the Ford Theater in the Cahuenga Pass. The L.A. Phil, unanimously approved by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to manage and to program the John Anson Ford Theater. Some local performers are concerned about whether local groups are still going to have access to the 1,200-seat venue. We'll hear their concerns out. We continue after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdy's.